What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites.
I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
East End was once a happy town where harmony and love was busting out at all the seams and in the trees above. The doves of peace were laying eggs. There were no signs of strife, for each man loved his neighbor and sometimes his neighbor's wife. But a sudden change soon come about. Storm clouds were in the sky. Nobody stopped to kiss a body coming through the rye. For each man eyed his neighbor with malice and with hate. Housewives no longer spilled the beans across the garden gate. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. It was sewer pipes versus slop pails. The town was split in two. With profane propaganda, the air was often blue. The sewer and water faction ran a sanitary plank. They said shallow wells and slop pails and toilets always stank. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. But those slop pailers were stubborn. They fought with tooth and nail. They said our nitwit council should be languishing in jail. They told how high taxation and plumbers' union fees would throw us in the poorhouse and they'd throw away the keys. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. But when the vote was counted, the slop pailers met defeat. And then they started tearing up our quiet village street. Now peace and harmony once more replaced the grapes of wrath. So when next you visit East End, just stop in and have a bath. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. homeless wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do.
CNN projects Biden wins Pennsylvania, winning the White House and denying President Trump a second term.
Donald Trump built his brand on being a winner.
You've got to think like a winner.
But now he can't stop losing.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. is elected the 46th president.
Day.
Pennsylvania's governor certified Joe Biden as the winner.
After day.
In Pennsylvania, a federal judge appointed by Trump himself dismissed the president's efforts to throw out votes.
After day.
An election night that turned into election weeks.
Election day is stretching well into election month.
Election month, election 2 months.
What the hell is going on?
From the people who brought you, I'll release my taxes when the audit is finished, and I'll release my health care plan in 2 weeks.
A beautiful health care bill.
Comes a story about a man who lost again.
Trump's recount netted Biden 87 additional votes, so Trump lost Wisconsin again.
And again.
He keeps losing court cases, recounts, certifications.
And again.
He keeps losing the 2020 election again and again and again.
Over and over and over.
Come see the spectacle that critics are calling terrible for democracy, but also pretty satisfying to watch.
I didn't know that I was going to run, and then when I got in, I was going to have to run again and again and again. Every week I had to run again. That wasn't the deal.
Donald Trump, Joe Biden, the elite strike force team, and Chris Elliott.
He might be okay.
They are now 1-40 in court.
Well, no, probably not now.
In Election Day.
Tomorrow marks 1 month since the election. And the president has spent that entire time throwing a loud, pants-filling tantrum. If we don't change president soon, he's going to get a rash.
Dump, dump, dump! Illegal massive dump, dump, dump! I'm a dope, proud boy!
The road from the White House.
The president's complaints about fake election fraud are more than just recreational whining. In fact, his refusal to concede is seen by some of his followers as a call to arms, which is made for a dangerous situation down in Georgia, where there have been many threats of violence, including against a 20-year-old voting system contractor who was targeted by someone who hung a noose and declared that the worker should be hung for treason. And caravans of horn-honking MAGA supporters constantly parading past Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's private residence. Well, that caravan finally showed up, and the president was right. It's full of bad hombres looking to destroy our country. Well, in response, yesterday, one of Georgia's top election officials, Gabriel Sterling, a Republican, gave an emotional press conference.
I'm going to do my best to keep it together because it has all gone too far. All of it. 20-something tech in Gwinnett County today has death threats and a noose put out saying he should be hung for treason because he was transferring a report on batches from an EMS to a county computer so he could read it. It has to stop.
Thank you for speaking up. Unfortunately, we know how things end when you tell the president to stop. $130,000 check, but only if the entire state of Georgia signs an NDA. Anyway, the speech blew up yesterday, and this Georgia election official was praised for his courage, his clarity, and his call to civility. The president heard that and popped open a can of suck it. Because today, around 4 o'clock Eastern crazy time, the president posted a conspiracy theory-filled rant on Facebook. No press, no questions, not even the mediating lower third graphics of cable news. Just uncut, blue flake crazy packed in a straw and blown right into the brainstem of the kamikaze MAGA dead enders. And he started with this.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
I think you misread one word there, Mr. President. It may be the most impotent speech you've ever made. Because it was just another rambling mass of lies that lasted a full 46 minutes. My big complaint? He should have done this a week ago. Not because he said anything worth hearing, but at least the people who canceled a big family Thanksgiving could have pretended they were still eating with their racist uncle. And he brought props.
In Wisconsin, as an example, where we were way up on election night, they ultimately had us miraculously losing by 20,000 votes. And I can show you right here that Wisconsin, we're leading by a lot. And then at 3:42 in the morning, there was this. It was a massive dump of votes.
Again with the massive dumps, but given his cheeseburger at bedtime, 3:42 in the morning sounds about right for him. The president also laid out some pretty interesting theories.
Also in Arizona, the attorney general announced that mail-in ballots had been stolen from mailboxes and hidden under a rock.
Hidden under a rock in Arizona in the desert? Did a fast bird going, meep, meep, do this? And you tried to chase the bird and you ran into a painting of a tunnel on the side of a mountain? By the way, if you run off a cliff, you'll be fine as long as you don't look down. Showing a surprising amount of self-awareness, the president even knew how poorly his stupidity would be received.
Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay.
Well, as long as it's okay. You're a petty, angry man, desperate for validation you will never receive and have never deserved. And in 50 days, you'll be out of the White House without the protections of executive power, and no court is going to uphold you pardoning yourself. Plus, you're ugly and your mother dresses you funny. And here's the thing. All the contested states are now certified. It's over. And yet, still, Republicans are terrified to speak that basic truth. Plus, the president knows he lost. You know how I know he knows? Because he is taking legal precautions. We have just learned that he has discussed pardons for his three eldest children and Rudy Giuliani and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now, thus far, we don't know the crimes that these people are guilty of, and neither does the president. He would be shielding them from prosecution with what are known as preemptive pardons. So it's a classic move. Honey, I will certainly tell you what I did with the neighbor last night after you forgive me. Do you forgive me? Good. Now I won't tell you, because you've already forgiven me. And if I have to tell you, is that really forgiveness? But it does lead to one obvious question. What are they guilty of? A preemptive blanket pardon for everything you might have done seems a little excessive. Criming is like drinking. It's a red flag if you don't know exactly how many drinks you've had or how many crimes you've done. Or in Rudy's case, how many crimes you've done while not knowing how many drinks you've had. Speaking of which, unlike the kids, Rudy is facing specific allegations. The FBI is reportedly investigating Giuliani's Ukraine efforts, including his possible ties to Russian intelligence, although Rudy believes he can prove it's actually the FBI that's corrupt based on some documents he got from his friends in Russian intelligence.
Until Trump emerged for his unhinged rally in Georgia this weekend, the nation was watching a bizarre split screen where, on one side, you had the incoming president, who doesn't actually have any power yet, addressing the nation on a regular basis, consulting his team of medical advisors, laying out his plans and calling for action amid the worst national crisis in 100 years. And on the other side, you had the current president in a sort of self-imposed hibernation from which he emerged only rarely to give bizarre minute-long press conferences about the stock market or lumber around his golf course by himself like a hungover Bigfoot on vacation. No pictures. No pictures, please. And not only has he been avoiding public appearances, he's apparently avoiding private ones, too. Amid the worst stage of the pandemic, with the country setting new records for cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, Trump has been ignoring his own COVID task force.
The task force will remain together, though. Of course, a question is how often they're going to continue to meet with the vice president. They've been trying to resume their weekly schedule they had maintained before the election, but our reporting still shows President Trump himself has still not attended a coronavirus task force meeting in months.
Obviously, it would be ideal to have a president who, you know, cares that thousands of Americans are dying every day, but I have to imagine it might also be a bit of a relief to the members of the task force when Trump doesn't show up to distract everybody with dumb questions. As you'll see here, Mr. President, the virus is now spiking in almost every region of the country.
Just spitballing here. Is it possible it spiked in a way that could have led to voter fraud? Insane. Again, this is just off the top of my head. Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. How would that even happen?
It's a spitball, guys. You can't ask follow-ups to the spitballs. It's like the first rule of spitballs, because then you're de-incentivizing the spitballs.
Of course, if he had showed up to any of those meetings, he would have heard dire warnings like this from one of his own medical advisors.
This is not just the worst public health event. This is the worst event that this country will face, not just from a public health side.
Yeah. 2020 is one of the years on record, and it's ending in the possible way, which I guess is exactly what you'd expect. You don't watch Paul Blart hoping it's going to turn into Citizen Kane in the third act. We could have easily been prepared for this. Instead, we have to hope our current president is sitting at home in his sweatpants channel surfing and accidentally clicking past Meet the Press on his way to watching, I don't know, an episode of Ghost Hunters, hoping they find one who voted for Biden. So the current president is fully checked out while thousands of Americans die every day on his watch and the numbers only get worse. Instead of doing anything at all about what his own medical advisors are calling the worst event this country will face, Trump is still obsessively trying to get the results of the election overturned.
President Trump continues to be singularly obsessed with overturning the presidential election results. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that just today, President Trump called Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and pressed Kemp to call a special session of the Georgia legislature to somehow overturn the November election results.
I probably worked harder in the last 3 weeks than I've ever worked in my life doing this.
If the hardest you work is the 3 weeks after you were fired, that might be why you were fired. But yeah, no, you're working harder now. You can't be bothered to show up to meetings or negotiate with Congress or tell people to wear masks, but you'll call into every state legislative hearing in the country on speakerphone like a celebrity getting paid to leave voicemails for fans. I'm sure an exhausted nurse working a double shift in a COVID ward was psyched to hear the president bragging that he's working double shifts, scream-tweeting at Fox News and sending his maskless gargoyle lawyer to spray COVID spittle on local elected officials while riding shotgun with accomplices too loony for the Joker. Boss, when it comes to witnesses, this lady is a 10. At least that's what she blew on the breathalyzer. Trump actually called up the governor of Georgia and asked him to overturn the election results, also known as coup calling. Because if you're not calling this an attempted coup, then what are you calling it? Because that's what it is. Just because it's a dumb, lazy coup that won't work doesn't mean it isn't still an attempted coup. If Trump walked into a bank with a Nerf gun wearing a mask on his own face and said, give me all your money, we'd still call it an attempted robbery. We wouldn't be like, that's just Trump being Trump, give him a few bucks and send him on his way. And yet it's true that Trump is working hard on at least one thing, not on combating the pandemic, but on counter-programming Joe Biden's inauguration.
President Trump appears to be following through on rumors he plans to skip Joe Biden's inauguration. A new report claims the president is considering a dramatic White House departure that includes a final Air Force One flight to Florida, where he will host an opposing rally at the same time Joe Biden is sworn in.
I mean, just go away. This guy won't leave us the hell alone. Also, you just know Air Force One is going to come back looking like a Motley Crue tour bus.
Last flight, everyone. Eat as many snacks as you can. And remember, no flushing. We're going to also leave it on empty.
Later that night, the president went to Georgia for a MAGA rally. And while he complained about the election, he insisted it's not just about him.
We're all victims. Everybody here, all these thousands of people here tonight, they're all victims, every one of you.
And they're packed together at a rally not wearing masks. So if any of them aren't victims now, just wait 3 to 5 days.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for
an election
to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's
Joe Biden,
and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been.
Joe,
here, Austin, up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Joe
said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at
Joe's
feet.
Joe
said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
The coronavirus has again hit President Trump's inner circle. This time, it's his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was admitted yesterday to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington.
Rudy Giuliani appeared on television Sunday morning, claiming President Trump's fight to overturn the election results was making progress. Just hours later, the president revealed that Giuliani tested positive for COVID-19. He spoke in Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan, often without covering his face.
I don't want you to do this if you feel uncomfortable, but would you be comfortable taking your mask off so that people could hear you more clearly?
Can you hear me now?
Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for the coronavirus, although he is suing to have that result overturned.
This COVID test is the only positive thing to come out of Rudy Giuliani in 4 years. This man has put up some incredible statistics over the past 6 weeks. October 23rd, we see him on camera playing pocket pool with Borat's daughter. November 7th, he holds a press conference in an alley outside a landscaping business across from a dildo shop. November 19th, motor oil leaks out of his head. December 2nd, he farts loudly during a pretend election hearing in Michigan.
They didn't bother to interview a single witness.
And here we are now on December 7th, and Count Flatula has the coronavirus. Have we ever seen a streak like this? I mean, this puts DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak to shame.
So I just got the word, very tough news, that Rudy Giuliani has contracted the flujitsu. We're very upset about this. But he's tough, you know, he's tough. You know, he banged his cousin. Yeah, that's a sort of very tough person who can deal with this, okay? We have confidence in the great Rudy. And you know how sometimes you'll, you know, to camouflage yourself in the woods, they'll pee on them, they'll put deer piss on them. We thought he might be protected because he urinated all over his own teeth. You see how yellow and powerful they are? So we thought that might protect him. Okay? It's called great science. But the coronavirus is a tough, nasty enemy. It can overcome Giuliani urine very strongly, apparently. We're learning new things. You're not learning new things, but we're learning new things. And, you know, I thought, he's so tough. When remember that press conference where the diarrhea was falling from his forehead? It was just dripping down his face. You know, there's different levels of tough lawyers. you know, some just sweat when they work. Do you see the sweat? Some get bloodshot eyes and bloody noses. Those are the people doing cocaine. But Rudy Giuliani is such a tough lawyer and works so hard. He had feces dripping down his face. And that tells you how tough COVID is, okay? The urine on the teeth wasn't strong enough. The banging cousins wasn't strong enough. And even poop from his forehead wasn't. But I think he'll get over this. He'll fight through it. And he'll be back in court farting very soon. So we'll see what happens.
Typhoid Rudy is such a disease vector that the Arizona legislature's closing for a week after he spent 2 days with maskless GOP lawmakers. So, for just a partial list of Rudy's achievements since the election, he has lost 48 lawsuits. He melted on camera. He farted in court. He got COVID and he shut down a state legislature. The only thing more embarrassing would be if he married his own cousin. He what? There's been yet another huge blow to the president's coup attempt because just hours ago, Georgia recertified its presidential election results, once again finding Joe Biden as the winner following three counts of ballots. Well, like the saying goes, third time's the same as the first and the second time, only much more humiliating. Don't feel left out, Mr. President. Biden may have won the peach state, but you got impeached, and that'll never go away. But it's the moment the president has been dreading to try to keep this from happening. This weekend, the president called Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. The president pressed Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature for lawmakers to override the results of the election and instead appoint electors who would then back the president at the Electoral College. I'm going to say this is a rough time for those who have been insisting that he's not really an autocrat. Because let's be clear here, if you throw out the votes, that's the end of democracy. It's a short walk from do us a favor, though, to make me Mussolini, bro. Thankfully, Kemp declined the president's request.
And I have to say, if I lost, I'd be a very gracious loser. If I lost, I would say I lost, and I'd go to Florida, and I'd take it easy, and I'd go around, and I'd say I did a good job.
As opposed to how he spent his presidency, going to Florida, taking it easy, and saying he did a good job.
They want you to be quiet. They want you to go away, but we don't go away. We don't go away. We will never surrender. We will only win. We're going to win. We always win. Somehow we find a way to win because we're all victims. Everybody here, all these thousands of people here tonight, they're all victims, every one of you.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.